From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The investigation into a string of suspicious packages that turned up on U.S.-bound planes has sent security officials on three continents scrambling today. Authorities in Dubai intercepted what they say appears to be a device containing explosives aboard a cargo jet bound for a Jewish institution in Chicago. A second package turned up during a routine cargo screening in the U.K., and authorities carried out searches of UPS and FedEx planes in Philadelphia, Newark, New Jersey, and New York. Speaking at the White House a short time ago, President Obama called the events a credible terrorist threat.
Although we are still pursuing all the facts, we do know that the packages originated in Yemen. We also know that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, a terrorist group based in Yemen, continues to plan attacks against our homeland, our citizens, and our friends and allies.
Military jets also escorted an Emirates Airlines passenger jet from Yemen into the U.S. Yemen is home to the Al-Qaeda branch that claimed responsibility for the attempted bombing of a U.S.-bound airliner on Christmas Day. Authorities say it appears the same person may have been responsible for a string of shootings in and around Washington involving military buildings. FBI Acting Director John Parent says the latest incident involves shots fired at the Marine Corps Museum in Triangle, Virginia.
We believe this suspect has a grievance surrounding the U.S. Marine Corps. It may be that he feels he has been wronged by the Corps in his professional and/or personal life. The subject of his grievance does appear to be the institution of the United States Marine Corps, and not the individual men and women Marines.
Shots were also fired recently at the Pentagon and at a military recruiting center. In all the instances, no one was injured. U.S. economy is growing. It expanded at an annual rate of 2% from July to September. But as NPR's John Itzley reports, the pace of growth in the third quarter is not fast enough to bring down unemployment.
The 2% growth rate in the third quarter represents a slight improvement in the economy's performance. In the previous quarter, U.S. gross domestic product expanded at an annual rate of just 1.7%. The better showing was the result of an acceleration in consumer spending. Business spending also continued to grow, but at a slower pace than in the late spring and early summer. The dismal performance of the residential construction industry was a big drag on growth. This economic recovery is very slow by historical standards. Analysts expect it will take many months before unemployment is reduced significantly. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Pharmaceutical maker Pfizer announced today it is recalling 38,000 bottles of its cholesterol-lowering drug Lipitor. The recall to deal with complaints of a musty smell coming from some of the bottles used by the company. New York-based drug maker says the bottles were made by an outside company in Puerto Rico. A mixed end of the week for stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 4 points to close at 11,118. The S&P 500 closed down a fraction. You're listening to NPR. Relief efforts are continuing in Indonesia, where authorities are dropping food and supplies from airplanes to the survivors of an earthquake-generated tsunami that struck there this week. 7.7 magnitude quake triggered a wave that killed more than 400 people. Others are still believed to be missing there. Meanwhile, hundreds of miles away on the Indonesian island of Java, 35 people have died following the eruption of a volcano. Mount Merapi has erupted several times this week, raining clouds of rocks and ash. A total of 47,000 people near that erupting volcano have been evacuated. A survey from the Air Force Academy finds one of 10 cadets say they were subjected to unwanted proselytization. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, the survey suggests people are less religiously tolerant, especially non-believers.
The survey, taken in 2009 but just released, shows some recent disturbing trends. Nearly half of religious cadets who were not Christian believe that cadets have a low tolerance for those who don't follow a religion or believe in a divine being. That's 20% more than 2 years earlier. 41% of non-religious cadets said they were subject to unwanted proselytizing. And 44% of religious minorities felt that religious tolerance is a problem at the academy. Academy Superintendent Lieutenant General Mike Gould said overall, religious tolerance has improved in the past decade, but, quote, we've got some work to do in regards to the basics of respect and dignity towards each other. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices ended the week on the downside. The price of crude down 75 cents a barrel today to close at $81.43 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Report for NPR.